Today, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll be learning the Avchafei Masechta Sivamos. The topics we'll learn about include a person who brings a divorce from overseas to Eretz Yisrael must testify that b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, that the divorce was written and signed in front of him. The reason for this is that outside of Eretz Yisrael, people were often unaware that a get needs to be written lishma for the specific woman that it was made for. Therefore, once the shliach testifies that it was all done in front of him, Bezdin will also ask him whether it was done lishma. Akilu bar rabbanon be'edus isha. When it comes to testimony that a woman's husband has died, the din is that we believe even one aid. The reason for this leniency, as well as a number of others when it comes to a married woman, is due to the concern that a woman will be left an aguna, that is, that her husband is missing and she has not received a divorce and may remain unmarried indefinitely. Pagina dibura. Rava holds that we say pagina dibura. This means that if an aid gives testimony where part of the testimony we are able to accept and part of it we are unable to accept, then we divide his words and only accept the part that's not problematic. For example, if an aid testified that he killed a married man, we accept that the man is dead and his wife may remarry. However, we do not accept that the aid killed him, since the rule is that ein odem meisim atzmei rasha. A person may not testify against himself to make himself a rasha, and therefore he is still a valid witness. Miun is done to terminate the marriage of a minor girl. If the father of a minor girl passes away, minatari, there is no way to marry her off. However, midrabanan, her mother or brother may marry her off. This marriage is only midrabanan and may be terminated by the girl while she is still a minor by simply saying that she no longer wishes to be married. This termination is called miun.